psychedelic experiences and journeys, they are experiencing visceral emotion. They're experiencing somatic emotion of their own being, of like their fully expressed body, right? And that goes past just like mental alchemy. You know, that goes into physical alchemy, that goes into cellular like alchemy, where like, you know, we start to be able to do exploration of the self and of the soul and of the body being, you know, how we are experiencing this reality on a physical plane. You know, so like psychedelic therapy gives us breakthrough treatments into recognizing our own limitations or our perceived limitations. You know, and this is something that, like I was saying, is like, you know, once the government decides to allow us more fully our access into building our relationship with nature, specifically, shout out decriminalized nature. We are getting ready to fully like plant our roots in back into the earth, you know, tribal.
So you feel like we're doing that, not getting away from it because of all the technology?
Well, so technology is a very, you know, it's a technology is going to be a balance, man. Like, it's either going to kill us or it's going to make us, or it's going to do both.
They all do both.
Yeah, I mean, technology is a different subject, okay? But like, getting into like the recognition of like how nature is alive, okay, and we are a part of nature. And the conscious relationship that we experience with nature through entheogenic plants, through psychedelic therapies, things like mushrooms, things like ayahuasca, ibogaine or iboga, you know, we're talking, you know, these treatments or modalities for like exploration have such a huge potential to expand the marketplace, to expand business, to expand how we relate to one another based upon what we see in ourselves in that mirror. You know, psychedelics aren't just about, you know, like going on a weekend camping trip with the boys and, you know, like drinking some beers or something like that and like having a couple of mushrooms. No, I'm talking about like going deep into the jungles of like Colombia and drinking ayahuasca with the shamans down
you
there.
Drink ayahuasca.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, ayahuasca is like a tea almost, mm-hmm. Right?
Ayahuasca is a tea. What's peyote you chew on?
Well, so ayahuasca is like a vine, actually, right? What I'm talking about, the tea, is called yaje. It's a brew, okay? Like an entheogenic brew. It's several different plants, depending on like, you know, the lineage combined. But peyote is like is a cactus, right? They typically come in like buttons, I think. I've actually yet to see peyote in this lifetime, like physically. I've seen pictures of it, you know, but peyote is like I've worked with Huachuma, right? Like Huachuma is San Pedro, you know, and these entheogens, these psychedelic plants, they carry energies, right? And like getting back into these, like this tribal perception or mentality of nature is important to, mm-hmm. to recognize the archetypes, yeah? Of say like ayahuasca being a more feminine energy, more grandmother, yes, absolutely.
Really?
Whereas like peyote or like Huachuma, San Pedro is gonna be more masculine. You know, and like, think about like, I mean, if we're dipping into like, you know, these esoteric, theories of yin and yang or whatever, yin being feminine, like yang being masculine, you know, yin being flowing, yang being like structured or like, you know, like in place, you know, think of like a circle versus like a square, you know? So like, ayahuasca is a vine. You know, it grows throughout the canopies of these trees anywhere that it can. It flows in its own nature. Cacti, peyote, Huachuma, like they are rooted in the earth and they look like phallic. They have a phallic structure. And they're spiny, you know, and they're very pointy, like, you know, masculine, very masculine energy. Yeah. Like, do not eat me, but if you eat me, I will take you on a journey. You know? You know, so like...
My perspective is like, fuck you, and then fuck you if you eat me.
Well, fuck you and thank you is the energy.
Oh,
should be
thank
there,
you.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. That's
interesting. So it's all a
there's always going to be like one hand washing the other, right? Like when
like evil or you take.
Now you're right. Now you're making it personal, right? You're personalizing it, evil, right? I would go as far as saying there is no such thing as like right or wrong. There is no such thing as like good and evil. These are all concepts that we have created for us to polarize along like a spectrum or like our own timeline, if you will. Okay, like good and evil. These are, you know, like opposite sides of the same coin. So when it comes down to, you know, evil or, you know, maliciousness, like malice is real. Okay.
Malice
is a teacher. Okay. A very devoted teacher.
What is the standard definition of malice?
I mean, we could look it up through the dictionary.
Well,
I don't know.
How far is malice from it? Is it in the,
well,
in
malice,
the
malice, is, yeah, absolutely. Malice feeds this perception, I think, of evil. Okay, like there's violence and like malicious intent, and then there's like ignorance and actual stupidity and like naivety and like some like a perceived innocence. Like if there's a wrongdoing or a transgression, right? Malice is directed intent. They understand the playing field. They understand the variables, and they're shooting this dart into your side to poison you. That is malice. They're consciously injecting perceptions or, you know, like propaganda or virus or whatever you want to talk about, you know, into your own system. You know, being whether that's your business, whether that's your personal life. You know, and sometimes we're unconscious about why we're doing it. You know, people are malicious based upon culture, or they do it based upon an inability to break free from their own patterning and feel comfortable with something that's new. Okay, but malice is a teacher. It's a teacher for many. You know, and when we find ourselves in malice, you know, I invite our viewers and all of our listeners or whatever to take a breath, let it go, and just realize that, you know, we're all one. Like what you do to yourself is you're doing to another. What you do to another, you're doing to yourself. The golden rule.
Okay, well, explain that though, because like someone like my buddy Arturo will be like,
well,
I can talk shit to him too, so it's okay.
What I would say to Arturo,
but my point is that you say all this foo-foo stuff. That's what I call it, foo-foo stuff.
Foo-foo, woo-woo.
And then someone like an engineer would be like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah, and you know
what
I'm saying?
This
is
what
like,
I'm doing.
Have you dived
I'm
in the depths of quantum mechanics,
I'm doing well
sir?
In my life.
Yeah.
Things are great.
Yeah. Have you read any books on quantum mechanics?
No.
That's what I say to him. You know, like, ask a physicist what he's doing.
I see, because you talk science.
Yeah.
But the point is, though, so
an engineer,
people not understanding what that means, explain that.
Well, okay, yeah. Well,
why would you say that?
Okay, sure. So, I mean, like, an engineer's mind, okay, looks at, like, all of the nuts and the bolts and the pieces and, like, why things work the way that they work. They want to figure out, like, the mechanics of, like, the cogs and the wheels and everything, right? What makes it tick? Why does it tick, right? When it comes down to like recognizing, I don't know how to say this, like the difference between like
cheesecake.
That's all right. She's a cute dog.
My dog Peaches. She's like, hey, Peaches. I'm bored. I'm gonna come check things out.
Cute dog.
You can't see her, but.
Remind me. You said, why would I say, in regards to the dog. The dog took me.
I know the dog took us all. The dog is here.
Yeah.
Peaches.
So I mean, I guess ultimately, what we were getting at was, you know,
engineering
science. Why would I say? The question is like, why would I say? You know, have you read a book on quantum mechanics? You know, it's because these engineers, they you know, they look at the nuts and the bolts and the pieces of everything, and you know, they want to understand the way that it works. Okay, but. Not your everyday person has, you know, explored, and I say that very invitingly. Go and explore your reality, folks. Like, you know, actually check it out, because quantum mechanics, you know, while we may not understand, you know, what it is, you know, or where it's all coming from, we all have ideas, or we have perceptions of these ideas. You know, so like when it comes down to quantum mechanics, we're dealing with the fundamentals of the fundamentals, you know. And when we look at quantum physics, there is no separation between you and I, right?
Well, like, how is that?
Well, I mean, mass, matter.
Then why,
right?
Why do we disagree? I'm not saying we disagree.
I understand, for sure. Like, why do people disagree?
Friends?
Why do we
disagree all the time?
Sure, absolutely.
We're best friends.
Because we are all fractals of...
Or
dating.
We agree. And we disagree.
That's because we're opposite sex and we're figuring ourselves out. that's a joke, but real, very real. Like physically, like actually physically, right? Like not perceptually or metaphysically, in a sense of like conscious ideological structure or any kind of psychological connection, socio-psychological connections, like psychological connection. I don't know, I kind of like reference like psychedelic and like. Maybe it's just like psychedelic connection. That's what I'm looking for. You know, like there is the only things that blur us there are like our fears, our egos, our beliefs, and our desires, I'd say. You know, so yeah, like in that aspect, like our souls, our blueprints are different. We are all unique. But there is uniformity in the way that we are made physically, right? Like going all the way down to like the air that we're breathing and that we're exchanging, we probably breathed in the air in this room and exchanged the same air that was in each other's lungs several times at this point, right? So in that...
That's science.
Yeah, I mean, like, just...
Factual.
Facts are factual.
That's a good point.
You know, so like we are in each other, you know, at this point. We are meshed. We only perceive ourselves as separate. You know, because
we're separate.
Well,
we're not like physically connected right now.
No, we are. Absolutely, we are.
Physically.
Absolutely.
Not whatever.
Where did?
Oh, you're talking about the air and everything.
Tell me, where does the air end and your skin begin, sir?
Right there.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Okay. So then let's look into that, right? Like we would drive it all the way down, and then like we recognize that, okay, like when I touch you, I'm not actually touching you.
No, that's true.
Right?
No, no, yeah.
What you're feeling is like
what the bleep talks about.
Sure, yeah. Like what you're feeling is like the electromagnetic forces of our atoms colliding at a, you know, an atomic scale or level. And then it creates like a polarity resonance that like, you know, like pushes us away from each other, and then creates the feeling that we're touching each other. Okay. There is only one of us here. I cannot say that or express that enough.
Wow, you should like say that.
Deep.
And then we have a slight moment of silence.
There is only one of us here. Truly.
You have to stay quiet. Silence. You have to stay quiet. Yeah. Let's try it again. One more time.
There is only one of us here.
So how are we individual then? If we're all connected, how are we individual? We are. We have such an individual experience.
Well, of course. I mean, and this is you know, these are things that we explore in my retreats, or in the retreats that we do in with Raw Dimension. Raw Dimension is a brand that's being built.
Tell us about the retreats.
Sure, I will. You know, a little context. You know, Raw Dimension as a brand is upcoming. It's being built. It's still in the grassroots movement, has been for a couple of years. It's not something that I'm gonna really place in the actual marketplace until the marketplace is fully ready. You know, but it's an upcoming brand that assists us with understanding our mind, body, and spirit more. You know, and so what I would say is, you know, the retreats that we do, most of the retreats are in South America. When it comes down to any of our psychedelic therapies, mainly just due to structures of government and legality. But we are also currently working on an initiative with the state and coalescing with Decriminalized Nature of Oakland to create Decriminalized Nature of Salt Lake City with the decriminalization of entheogens. Entheogens being, sacred fungi or ayahuasca, ibogaine, peyote, like guachuma, these sacred plants that have been used for millennia for healing, for ritual, for self-exploration, for all kinds of different things, you know. And so Raw Dimension as an entity and as a business entity, we are aligned with being able to bring this to the general public and assist the Americas or North America with transforming. Because the marketplace is transforming right now. Many people may not see it currently because they're focused on, you know, the stocks or their stocks going up or down, you know, but the reason that I say that the marketplace is transforming is because the people are transforming. You know, look at the major differences between millennials and like Gen Xers, like major core functioning, like protocols are just different. Right.
Why is that?
Because we see history is not going to repeat itself. Like we are willing and ready to put a cease and a stop to the bullshit. And that doesn't mean that everything is just bullshit. You know, we have certain systems in place that work. But the patriarchal system that is in place today in government, you know, we look at Chile, look at Venezuela, look at France, look what happened in Libya, you know, like it's happening in places all over the world. Why is it not happening in the Americas yet, like North America yet? I think it's because people aren't ready yet fully to really, you know, take a stand, to sit down and say, these are my inalienable rights and you cannot take them from me. Mm-hmm. You know, and that doesn't necessarily mean collapse a government or like, you know, like
fear.
Well, yes. I mean, like fear definitely kicks in, but, you know, the need to, solidify awareness, I think, is the whole point of what's going on in these revolutionary moments in Chile. Like, I mean, God, fuck. I forgot to mention Hong Kong. You know, like, the students in Hong Kong are using bows and arrows to fight the police.
When?
as of like a month ago.
How come we don't hear about it?
Because the media silences it. Like
why though? Why would the media silence?
Because it's owned by two people. Like maybe a handful of people, eight people, I think, is something like that. Eight companies, if we're talking about entities, people being entities.
What about little companies though?
Like what?
Al Jazeera.
I'm not sure. Maybe they're reporting on it. I mean, you know.
That's true. They do. I watch
but
it. But like,
Fox,
I know,
CNN.
They just won't.
You know, like maybe I'm sure they've mentioned. Oh yeah, like constant uprising in Hong Kong.
Why?
Because they want to create narrative. They want to create storyline. They are creating a storyboard for people, like the people of society and the people of our world, to abide by.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want us to see what, you know, what's happening in Hong Kong. Because then if we see what's happening in Hong Kong, maybe we'll get ideas. You know, maybe we will, you know, take like a 12 million person strike from the workforce and shut down like what?
We do so all the time. There's riots in the streets. There's
where?
Seattle. I don't know.
Okay. No. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sporadically here and there.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, and if we look at the size, like the just the sheer size of the United States.
What's happening with it? It happens, we hear about it, but it has no effect.
No, it's happening here, but it's on a different level. It's on a different, playing field. You know, like, I feel like America is this, this place of dreamed reality, okay? Like, where people can come and they can, fulfill their dreams, unimaginably, right? Like, to the fullest extent.
It's true.
Of course it is.
It really is true.
Absolutely.
My dad immigrated here from Egypt. He had me later in life. They had two miscarriages before me. And he couldn't have bought a home. I've been to Cairo. He couldn't really have bought a home in Egypt.
Sure.
He came here. He bought a home. He sold it. He bought another home. He kept doing his thing, right? His life here is so much. For me, I have such opportunity. I can have a podcast. I can do whatever the hell I want. Launch 10 businesses tomorrow. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So.
How many of them would succeed, though? That's the question.
One, two.
That's fair.
But that's what
good.
I need.
Right.
And what is success?
Yeah. Success is perceived.
You say success is the experience you had, or success, like this show, could be a success. If two people watch it, it could be a success.
I'd say success is as long as you reach one individual. That's success.
What about the experience? What about the failure of it? What about all that? You sell them success.
Well, I mean, we're getting into layers of life, and you know, and then
we probably should talk. We should play it in this room. We've talked for a while.
You think so? I mean,
oh, I know. I'm watching the numbers.
I think we've got another 5 minutes left.
It's because it's rebooted.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, like.
We've been talking 40 minutes.
If you're trying to cut it.
No, you want to keep talking?
I don't mind. I got nothing but time. Time is one of those things.
What time is perspective?
Time is irrelevant.
Okay, one more thing. Talk to us about plant medicine.
What about plant medicine?
Tell us what is plant medicine, like in the full scope.
Well,
I have a product. I'll talk about it now. Perfect timing. Called Kick Hunger. Ultra Perform is the name of the company and the name of the show. We have a product called Kick Hunger, which has 70 trace minerals. They're all plant-based.
Okay. Let's see.
It works really well.
No,
he's reading it.
So plant medicine, okay?
No.
Excellent product, right? Plant medicine is, how to say this, multifaceted, okay? Like, whether we're looking at, spagyric, alchemical remedies or, medicums, you know, this is where, you know, we're looking at, homeopathy on a different level. Like homeopathy, homeopathy is like, is based on like, creating like a causing an effect in a system by either removing or, upregulating or deregulating certain things within the body. Okay. Plant medicine isn't even necessarily like homeopathic. Plant medicine is more naturopathic more than anything, recognizing the harmony that's within our body and how we're able to create more awareness around this.
Mm-hmm.
There's plant medicine and then there's sacred plant medicine, okay? Like sacred plant medicine being kind of like what we spoke about earlier, like ayahuasca, ibogaine, you know, mushrooms, these types of things. I say medicine very specifically because they are medicine. It's not just like, these aren't just like a weekend experience or something like that. Like these are medical functional items that create healthy catalysts within our beings, whether that's mentally, emotionally, or physically, you know, like ayahuasca, specifically as a vine, is antiviral.
Mm-hmm.
It's antibacterial, it's antifungal. You know, so actually physically, you know, plant medicine, ayahuasca is viable as a medicine for cleaning our gut. They call it La Purga, the great purge. So that, you know, when we are there with the medicine, we purge the negative substances out and we're able to cleanse our beings and our bodies.
So you're talking about how plant medicine affects you. Right?
Uh-huh.
Tell us about what you do in your coaching, and we'll wrap the show.
Sure. So Ra Dimension as an entity, we are focused around being able to break the barriers of perceived limitation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thus the name Ra Dimension. Like they're like down to the very core assets, the core functions. So in our retreats, in the coaching that Ra Dimension does. We take you as an individual or you as a business or as a board or as a company or entity, however you want to look at it. You know, we work all the way. We work with anybody who is an employee all the way up to executives or boards, you know, however it looks, and assist with shifting productivity in a higher way. What we do is we assess the situation in a way that is more unified, I feel like, into what's coming in into the marketplace, you know. So in the coaching, what we do is we'll take the individual, i.e. the person or the business or the entity, and put it through a series of tests or filters, if you will, to try and to gain an awareness around where that entity is as a being, like along their own journey, along their own pathway, and then unveil the obstacles that lay before them, assist them with crossing those obstacles in the most efficacious, way with efficacy, right?
So if someone wanted to work with you, how would they do it?
Sure. So, I mean, like, you know, they'd get a hold of us and, you know, we would, through email, info@roddimension.com. And, you know, we would, we create, you know, the dialogue. We're very specific about the people that we work with. We enjoy working with everybody. We serve everybody of this planet. But when it comes down to choosing our clients, we choose our clients very well, just as much as you choose us. And in that, you know, we walk you through the process of getting to wherever it is that you decide to go. We've been through all of it. So, you know, we've come back to assist people with the perfection of their mind, body, spirit complex, and creating a more healthy, more aligned individual that is able to go on with the rest of time and eternity healthily.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So you can reach him at rawdimension.com.
That's right.
Right? That's right. That's his website. He's all set up for you.
Thank you guys for watching and hopefully listening to the Ultra Perform Show, the show about performing your best in business and life. watch for our next shows. You can find us on Facebook Live, Facebook After Live, Instagram, Twitter, and iBlog Radio. You can go to blogradio.com, and you can also find us at iTunes and iHeart. Thank you guys for listening and watching the Ultra Perform Show. See ya.